Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-host, and each of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. It means so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. On tonight, we're getting ready to kick off this week. I'm so excited. Kick off this week with our Showtime week. And I have to tell you this before we get started. I was in meditation and I was getting ready and preparing the lesson. And when I say preparing, I'm just talking about letting the ideas flow from God through my mind. And one of the things that I wanted to focus on was the miracles that Jesus had performed, how he healed the blind, how he raised the dead, and things of that nature. And God reminded me, he says, this is about my children. And what's going to happen is that I'm going to read the Psalm 136, 1 through 9, and he says it all begins with prayer, because we're going to pray over what God is about to do this week. Why or how am I so sure that what we ask God will happen? The reason why I'm sure is because God always holds up on his promises. Now, I'm going to tell you this, as the Lord revealed. If this is something, if you write down something that you don't need, or if you write down something trying to keep up with the Smiths and Joneses, it's not going to happen. This is something that you have to be sincere about. And you have to say, Lord, this right here is what I need. Now, let me tell you this. The Lord also says, what takes precedence, what takes authority, what takes power over your need is if the Lord has called you to do something and you are functioning in a realm other than that, you're going to write it down. And the reason why we're writing it down is because God says write the vision and make it plain. It's going to happen this week. It's going to happen this week. Whatever it is, it could be health, it could be career, it could be just a number of things. But it's going to happen this week. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what God says that we have to do before we even come through that door. Amen? So we're in for an exciting treat. And this is Showtime week. Amen? This is Showtime. We had acceleration. In the meantime, now it's Showtime. And something happened in all of those weeks. I'm telling you. And so God is getting ready to do some great stuff. Be ready and be on the lookout. All right? Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're getting ready to get into our prayer position. I know this is not Wednesday night, and I know that we usually pray unto God anyways before the ministry. But on this particular night, we're getting ready to embark on something new. Anytime we have something new that comes into our lives, whatever it is, we must pray over those things, says the Lord. Because I'm telling you, one of the things that God wants us to do is to remain humble. And he says, with this, I want you to help as many people as possible. We talk about the favor of God. We talk about the grace and mercy of God. Amen? And so we're going to pray unto God. And we're not just praying for this particular Showtime blessing, praise God. We're praying for individuals as well. And we're praying that God will continue to enlist his power and his majesty upon the people. Amen? Amen. So go ahead and get into your prayer positions. We're going to pray unto God. And then I'm going to engage you in an activity that the Lord has showed me. And then I'm going to have some announcements and be at your great night. As I said before, this is just a kickoff. This is our introduction to the Showtime Week. All this week, we will emphasize or place emphasis on Showtime blessings. And you heard the plural, Showtime blessings. Amen. And we already claimed them in the name of Jesus. We believe and we receive. Amen. Whatever you lost, God says he's going to restore it, but double fold. I'm getting excited. Double fold. So we have to be ready to accept what God is going to do in our lives. All right? You're listening to the freetolove.com, stellargospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're getting ready to pray unto God. This is Mr. Dappy Keys. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and a humble heart, Lord. We're excited, we're jubilant, we're thankful that you have decided to open up some doors that individuals can walk in. We're excited and happy, Lord, that you chose us at this particular day, at this particular time, to enter into your kingdom, Lord, and we just say thank you. Lord, we ask, would you bless each person who is on this line? Would you bless those who are on their way and those who will come days, weeks, months from now? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals? Would you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord? Whatever it is that they're going through, would you bless them, Heavenly Father, if it be thy will. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out? Would you continue to provide rehabilitation? Continue to provide individuals to help facilitate their care? Then, Lord, we're asking, would you bless those who are thinking about going in? Would you give them the wisdom and knowledge and let them know that everything is going to be all right? Then, Lord, we pray for those who are going through a storm, Lord, whatever it is. We ask for health, Lord, and we ask for strength, and we ask for your power. If someone is not doing well, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you restore them? Renew them, Lord. Renew their spirits, their hearts, and their minds. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the young lady who lost her life in Virginia, Lord. Bless her family. Bless her friends. Bless all of those who will be impacted by her passing away, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you restore peace in this country, Heavenly Father? Because we all need you, whether we want to admit it or not. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to look over the students as they go to school, Lord? Would you continue to bless them, Heavenly Father, especially the athletes who are working hard and their hearts are being exerted? We ask, Lord, would you continue to keep them healthy, bless the academics to go forward. We ask, would you continue to position the right people in the right places, Lord, so that students can earn and receive a quality education. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rest. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the sovereignty. We thank you for your grace and mercy. And we thank you for being highly favored. We take none of that for granted because we know that we're nothing without you. But with you, we're everything. And we ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to bless the churches all over this land and country? Would you continue to bless people to want to attend church? And as they come, we ask that we have the right spirits and we have the right minds and we continue to bless individuals to want to come into the house of the Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you place a special blessing in your power over whatever blessings that you're going to give this week, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our minds and our hearts, and would you help us to be the very best that we can in all thy ways. We know that you're going to lead and direct our paths. We know that you are God. We know that you are sovereign. We know that you are fair. We know that you are just. We know that you are forgiving. We know that you are loving. And we ask, would you bless us to exemplify those same characteristics when we deal with people, when we go to different places, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to renew our minds and our hearts and help us, Heavenly Father, on this ministry to be able to disseminate the word of God so that we may help individuals come unto you, Lord, so that they may taste and see that you are good. And now, Lord, as we get ready to transition into a higher calling, into our divine blessing, we ask in the name of Jesus, we pray over everything. We pray over Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we do it all again. And we want to say thank you, Lord, because without you, we know that we couldn't make it. But with you, we know that everything's going to be all right. So, Lord, now that we close this particular prayer, but never be disclosed from your heart, we ask that you bless us and take care of us, Lord. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That was Brother Dappy Keys. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you, and that is the truth. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. What I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper. Get out a sheet of paper. And at the end of this particular ministry, as I was thinking about these things, God showed me, we're going to play the Clark Sisters, I'm Looking for a Miracle. Amen? Amen, and that's by the Clark Sisters, but we're going to engage in a meaningful activity in which we begin to usher in what the Lord wants us to have. Amen? Amen. So I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'll give you about 30 seconds. All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to, first of all, just think about the goodness of God and think about how God has been so good to us every step of the way. Just think about that. That's number one. And at this particular time, I want you to seriously write down what it is that you need the Lord to bless you with. It could be health. It could be ministry. It could be career. It could be to bless your children, to bless your spouse, to bless your family. Whatever it is, I want you to write it down. And I want you to be sincere about it. I didn't say write down how many, but I just need you to write it down and make it realistic. And I want this to be a serious time because we're not just going to put things that's out the ballpark on this piece of paper. Amen. Because this is serious, because we have to be prepared when God opens the door. We have to be prepared to be sincere. Amen. There's always a saying that be careful what you pray for. So at this particular time, God is requiring. He said, this is an emergency. He says, I want to do something in your life right now. It doesn't matter about the miracles that I perform. He said, this is about souls being fed and getting what they need. And so on tonight, we have dedicated this night with the authorization of God to put down, write down what it is that you need. And I want you to be sincere about it. All right? So I'm going to give you a minute or so. Now, I'm going to say this while y'all are writing. Keep writing. If God has called you and if God has spoken to you this week and if God has said you will function in your calling takes precedence over your need. Why? Because God said that's what you're going to do. You don't have a choice in that matter. God says you were called to do that. Okay? So be very careful. Don't be hard-headed and say, I'm going to put my knee down anyway. It don't matter if I was called a minister. It don't matter if I was called to work with children. It doesn't matter. No. Put down, if the Lord spoke to you this week, this is how you know we're on the same accord. The Lord spoke to you this week and said you will function in your calling. Put that down. I'm telling you right now. Okay? All right. I'll give you about 30 more seconds. The next little title that I have is God Says It Is Yours. That is so affirming. That is so encouraging. And I want you to go to Matthew 18:22. Matthew 18:22, and I'll give you time to get your Bible. Matthew 18:22. All right. Matthew 18:22. Basically said, Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Now, when we look at this, we think about how we're supposed to forgive individuals. Right? But this time, we are talking about the fact that we are supposed to understand the promises of God. And we are supposed to understand that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall be given unto us. Amen? Whatever we ask in Jesus' name, not in our name, not in our neighbor's name, but in Jesus' name, it shall be given unto us. In John 14:13, it says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God wants to do something for us this week. I'm going to tell you that right now. How am I so sure about this? How do I know? Because God promised it. God is not someone who just makes up stuff. And you have to be sincere and you have to be ready. God says he's going to do it. He says it's yours. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So if you look at, and this is between you and God, or whoever you tell, but if you look at what it is that God wants you to do or whatever it is that you need, I want you to go ahead and claim it. I want you to go ahead and get prepared for it. Make preparations. Now then, what God is revealing, he says that the opportunity shall come. The acceptance shall come. And the walking through the door shall come. But there is going to be, as God is revealing, an assured door that's opening for us this week. Why? Because God said it is. This week. Amen. Now, God says that in John 14 and 13, God is very, in other words, submissive unto us. He says, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He says, but there's that conjunction. There are some prerequisites. There are some things that we must do. Now, when Jesus revealed this, I was getting ready to make a laundry list. God says there's one thing that we must make sure of before we go through the door. He says our hearts through the door. If you are holding a grudge against somebody lied on you, for instance. Amen? Somebody did you wrong. Woe is me. They did Jesus wrong. Get over it. Then we must forgive because God, as I said before, will take care of all of that. It doesn't matter anymore. We're not worried about that anymore. We're not concerned about it anymore. We're concerned about Christ. Now, your heart, our hearts must be right. What does that mean? That means we have to pray in season and out of season. That means we have to keep moving. We have to move forward. We have to stop looking back. We have to stop dwelling on what Satan did. Because what Satan did, God calls it his vapor. He says it's dead. It died. It's buried. Amen? And God says he shall resurrect the truth. And the truth is the light. Now, our hearts must be right. That's the only thing that God has required of us. He's not requiring any monies. He's not requiring anything. He didn't even say faith this time. He says because when you wrote this down, you was practicing faith. Amen. God is only requiring our hearts. That's it. He didn't say, go out there and do A, B, and C. He says, I'm requiring your heart tonight. Your heart must be right. Because God's not going to give you a clean blessing with a dirty heart. Forgive. Let it go. Jesus was hung on the cross for our sins. Sometimes you have to make that sacrifice. Do it. Because God's going to always take care of you. That's the assurance. That's the confidence that we have in this very thing, that no matter what happens, God is going to take care of us. So we're not even worried about what Satan did and what Satan didn't do. We're worried about what God is doing now and what he's going to continue to do. We're moving forward. We're looking for, we're pressing towards the mark of the highest calling of God. We accelerate. Amen. We defend it with the word of God. And we're moving forward. Amen. On your march, get set, go. We're moving. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to go ahead and claim this. Look at it. Why? Because God said it is. How can he be so specific? Because God is the one who's going to open the door. And anytime you're a door holder, you know when you're going to open the door. Just like an usher, God says when you're ushering in church. You know when you're going to open that door. So God knows. And I'm thankful that God reveals that unto us. He says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We got to keep moving for God, y'all. We can't look back. Woe is me. Somebody jumped off the seesaw. Boom. You tripped and you fell. But God says, I'm balancing you back up. I'm going to restore you. And I'm going to bless you with something bigger and better. And you have to be ready for it. You have to be serious. When you wrote this down, and some of you are just joining, when you wrote this down, my prayer is that you wrote it with sincerity, expecting it. My prayer is that you're ready for it. Don't put that you want to be a pilot and you haven't been to school for it. Amen? Let's be realistic. This right here, God says it's going to happen this week. Expect it. But, once again, our hearts have to be right. Can I tell if your heart is right? No. I have no idea. Because some people just do things just to do things. But God knows our heart. So make sure that your heart is right for God. Don't worry about if your heart is right for people or if they can see that your heart is right. That's not the point. Because we all trying to get our hearts right. Make sure our hearts are right. Because it's going to happen. And we have to be ready for this miracle. You need healing? Trust God and believe God. You wrote that you want to be healed. You wrote that you want to walk again. You wrote that you want to be able to see. You wrote that you want to put those glasses away. You wrote that you don't want cataracts. Believe it. Believe it. And you shall receive it. From who? From God. But you, your heart, that's the most important thing. God says when we talk about the heart, when your blood becomes clogged up, your heart doesn't work properly. God says when our hearts become spiritually filthy, when we can't forgive people, when we can't move on, then we're hindering or blocking our blessing. God says, I've been wanting to do this. God wants to give us what we need. But sometimes we block it because of our hearts. God says we have spiritual blocks in our hearts. And you have to let that stuff go so that the blood of Jesus can cover you and the blood of Jesus can keep flowing through your body, where every day when you wake up, it's a new day, it's new mercies, and you're able to make a contribution to this earth. But your heart has to be right. We wrote the vision, we're making it plain. We're telling God right now. God says it's not about the miracles anymore. We're going to talk about the miracles later. He said this is an emergency. He says, I have to get people in the right places where they're supposed to be. He says, because we have a dying world that need people who are displaced. That's what God is saying. He said, yeah, you're out there. You're doing your civil duties. You're enjoying life. He says, but there are people out there who need God's people, period. He says, people are displaced, and there are people who are already there, who are displaced as well. He says people need to be placed in their rightful positions. And God says this is emergency. Because I'm telling you, when I first came on here, I was like, I'm going to talk about the miracles of Jesus Christ, blind Bartimaeus. And God said this is an emergency. I've got to get people where they need to be. So that's why it's important that if God spoke to you this week, I mean last week specifically, whatever God spoke to you, ministry, career, family, whatever it is, it needs to go on this paper for your need. God says people have been displaced. And there are people who need these people who have been displaced. And there are people already there, wherever there is, and they're displaced because they're in the wrong place. So you pray to God. The prayer is that, Lord, fix my heart. Bless me to be placed where I'm supposed to be placed. Amen? Because we never want to be displaced. And it happens sometimes. God says in your storm sometimes you get displaced. He says, but you're never misplaced. Amen. You get displaced, but you're never misplaced. Because God already know. He always know where you are. Amen. Amen. God has a sense of humor. You're displaced, but you're not misplaced because God know how to find you. Amen. Amen. So I want you to write down. Make sure you write down what you need God to do in your life. And I'm serious. God says push all that to the side. Push all that to the side about the miracles. This is an emergency. He says because so many people, they're displaced. It's kind of like being out of the ark of safety. He says they're displaced, but they're not misplaced. And so God says he wants us to become aligned, placed where we need to be placed. And the part of that is surrendering unto God. We already did that. But when we talk about our heart, we say, Lord, whatever it is that's not like you, remove it out of my heart. If you're still mad at somebody because they lied or because whatever happened, let it go. Give it to God and God's going to take care of it. That's trivial. We're trying to make it to heaven. That's trivial. God says, I'm going to take care of you regardless. That's a promise. So you don't have to worry about Satan. That's extra time that you could be utilizing, preparing for when God places you where you're supposed to be. It's the will of God, y'all. It's the will of God. God just have us writing it down so that we can have some direction. God already knows where we're supposed to be. He already knows the moves that he's going to make. He already knows what's going to happen when we get there. But he says, I want you to know. And in order for you to know, you have to write the vision and make it plain so that we can be aligned in the Spirit of God, so you can begin to pray over those things that you need. Or you can begin to pray over that calling that I told you that you will fulfill. And when God tells you that you're going to fulfill a calling, that's pretty much what's going to happen. Amen. Amen. And how do we know? Once again, because God said so. He says, and if you ask in his name, God will do it. And I believe God. And wherever you are, if you're displaced, wherever you are, or if you're just fine, I want you to know that God says no matter what, he says, I'm going to take care of my children. I'm going to take care of my prophets. I'm going to take care of my preachers, my apostles. I'm going to take care of my children who do not deny me in the world. That's a promise. So if you're worried, stop. If you can't sleep, go to sleep. God's going to take care regardless. That's a promise. So one last time, look at what you put on that piece of paper. Because all this week, God is going to be speaking about this miracle. Because it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that when God gets ready to bless, that first of all, we're sincere, we're ready, and our hearts are right when we go through that door. Amen? Amen. We're going to listen to the Clark sisters, Expect Your Miracle. Then I'm going to come back with the announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great morning. Amen. Amen. Hey, every day, God will make a way. Have no way. Every day, God will make a way. All right, that was the Clark Sisters, Expect Your Miracle. Y'all know that the Clark Sisters, I mean, I used to listen to these ladies when I was a kid. My grandparents used to play this music, and I just have grown to really and admire the gift that God has given these ladies, and I just ask God to continue to bless them because they are truly anointed women of God, and they're just individuals that I really look up to as far as the gospel is concerned and setting examples. Amen? Amen. So as the music is playing in the background, amen, that's the Clark Sisters again, I'm going to give you some announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a great morning. Be sure to continue to uplift your friends and family by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, and you can click on the radio. Amen. Love radio. In addition to that, make sure gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, teachers, leaders, please, please, please Facebook me, AfritaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure you pray for all of your family members. When you do, pray for them one by one, and don't forget to pray for yourself, and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, be sure to check out our freetoloveshow.com. We still have a few slots for tutoring. Amen. I just finished tutoring on tonight. Praise God. I thank you so much for having me. So be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or go to the website and you will see the number. You can call that number and you will be directed right to me, and we can set up an appointment. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, go to StellarGospelMusic.com and check that out as well. Also, just enjoy life and thank God and expect your miracle this week. As I said before, whatever you wrote down, amen, expect it. Expect it. But we have to make sure that our hearts are right. So we must continue to analyze our hearts, because we don't want our hearts to be spiritually clogged, amen, because we won't be able to walk through that door that God is getting ready to open this week in the name of Jesus, amen, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise God, thank God, praise God, thank God, amen, amen. If someone asks you with that big, beautiful smile, it's all about you, tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourself and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And as we load up this particular segment to conclude, we're going to play the Clark Sisters until we get this system back up. Amen. Thank you so much. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till we meet again, which is tomorrow, God's will, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.